Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's the One Show, the podcast that travels deep up the river of TV's shallowest entertainment magazine show to try and kill it now that it's gone insane.
I like that one. That was very good.
This is part two. We've been off for a while. I've got something fresh.
You're John Helsing, the one show hunter.
This is part two. So as always, if you'd like to go back and listen to part one first, in order for any of this to make any kind of sense, now would be the time. Joining me this week then, Mark Haynes, and from the award-winning Cold Case Crime Cuts podcast, he is Mason Lane. It's Lance Fuller.
You missed on Thursday, they had Simon Pegg on.
Oh, okay.
Couple of bits that he did that I loved. Simon Pegg, he's no longer fun, is he? He's made that decision to no longer be comedy Simon Pegg, and now he's very serious Hollywood actor Simon Pegg.
Simon, I'm right in thinking you're about to start filming on the new Mission Impossible film. We've got one coming out next year, and the one after that is when you're filming.
Yes.
So is that underway yet, or that's coming quite soon?
We're shooting two of them back to back. So Dead Reckoning Part 1 will be out next year, and we're just about to start Dead Reckoning. In fact, I think they started yesterday shooting Dead Reckoning Part 2. So it's a big old task. But
two back to back.
Not just two back to back, but it's two films back to back, which, you know, you all do your own stunts in these movies.
Yes.
And he looks very, very tired, and he looks very, very drawn. And if you worked with Simon Pegg and he wasn't an actor, you would continually be saying to him, I really think you need to go to the doctor, because I think you've lost a lot of weight, you look tired, and all the joie de vivre has gone out of your eyes. But he explained his new TV series, which is on, but like he was being held captive by Al-Qaeda and had to do one of those pieces to camera that they were so keen on back in the early 2000s. And he was talking about how cyber attacks, which is the main thing that this new TV series is about, he said they're actually worse than nuclear attacks, which, I mean, I don't agree with.
That is objectively true, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's similar to the nuclear deterrent, but it's online. And it's scarier because if someone launches a nuclear bomb at you, you know where it's come from. But with a cyber attack, you're not always sure who's attacking you. So retaliating is a very dangerous game. So it's an incredibly tense, beautifully written show, and it was a pleasure to make.
But he did talk about how the writer, who's a guy called Peter Kosminski, had spent 5 years researching cyber attacks to write this BBC drama.
Because it was meticulously researched by Peter Kosminski, who is the amazing BAFTA-winning sort of writer-director of the show. He researched it for 5 years, and nothing in the show has not happened or has not been war-gamed. As if it is going to happen.
And the first line that they cut to when they show the little clip is Simon Pegg's character saying, it's a cyber attack and it's very dangerous. 5 years.
We have a serious problem.
Looks like the internet.
Tell me.
It's a cyber attack and it's very dangerous.
Writing like for the Beano.
Wow. I know what you mean about Simon Pegg. I mean, I didn't see Thursdays, but I have seen him on other things. And now he has talked in the past, of course, about having a problem with alcoholism, hasn't he? And how he gave up. But you're right. That was all that was holding him together.
Well, he started wearing a big medallion. Like, it's on a very long chain. So it's actually not, it's a small medallion on a big chain.
Yeah.
A little boy medallion, big boy chain.
Is he the mayor of Scientology now? Is that what's happening?
I was wondering. He spent a lot of time with Tom Cruise.
I mean, that's the worry, isn't it? The first thing a Scientologist make you do is you can't do jokes anymore. They don't like jokes, as you'll find out, because they will contact us because of what I just said. The best thing about it is the end bit, and it's when the one show is actually worth its weight in gold, where he'd been refusing to have a good time and he'd just been talking about cyber attacks and just how chilling cyber attacks were. And he did a bit very much like actory, where he sort of said, and you know, it's so great that I'm in this, not playing a comedy role. He said, I mean, I did train to be an actor. I'm acting in this. It's very serious. I appreciate the chance that I've been given. It's important to me. And the question after that was, and you're also playing a cartoon cat, aren't you?
Well, I was delighted to get off with the role, because obviously I come from having done sort of mainly comedy, not always, but I'm generally thought of as someone who does comedy. And so for Peter Kosminski to sort of like take a punt on me as a dramatic actor, because the show is, you know, it's very dramatic, was I was really sort of flattered by that, and I relished it. I trained to be an actor, not just a funny guy. So it was. If you are expecting me to make a joke in the show, you'll be very disappointed.
Hey, well, I mean, that show, you're obviously, you know, flexing your acting skills as a human, but you're also flexing your acting skills as an animal in Luck, the new animated movie that you're doing for Apple TV.
Yeah.
Now you are starring alongside Jane Fonda, Whoopi Goldberg. You're playing a cat called Bob.
I am. I'm playing a good luck cat. All
around the world. Oh, look! Look a little Bob. A black cat like me is
considered very lucky. And he looked, credit to him, he couldn't hide the fact he looked absolutely gutted they'd brought it up. And it was some weird Netflix series where he's an animated cat running around going, smell my bum bum. You know?
Smell my nappies. Oh, I can't. It smells of tarmac.
It was magic. And that there are those moments that happen in shows like this where you go, I've sat through this and I haven't enjoyed it in the slightest. And I get a bit like that and I go, I thought that was a magic moment. You know, I talk about how I don't think this feels like it's got long left in it, the one show. No one's ever watched it. But almost now it's been going long enough that if they can it, it doesn't look like a failure on the BBC's part for commissioning it, because it's had a long run.
Well, let me just do a little one show handbrake turn there. And it's interesting that you say, can it? Because there was an entire sequence which, as you've just described, you're watching it going, I'm not interested. And then something happens where you go, oh, now it's gone very one show. And this was the description of Harry Hill's tour on Tuesday's show, where his tour, Harry Hill on tour, it's called Pedigree Fun. Right.
Nice.
Ryland went, hey, it's called Pedigree Fun. And then, and I counted it 18 seconds later, while that was percolating through Jason Donovan's brain, he went, sorry, what's the tour called? And he went, it's called Pedigree Fun, said Harry, in the sort of tone that suggests he wants to add, you fucking bell end, to the end of the sentence. Right?
Pedigree Fun, new tour.
Yes, I'm back on tour. I'm back on tour. I haven't toured for nearly 10 years, everyone.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it just slipped by. And, you know, I kept thinking, oh, maybe I'll go on tour. And then the old the pandemic happened. And, of course, everyone said, oh, no, you can't go on tour now. So that made me want to do it even more.
What's the tour called?
It's called Pedigree Fun.
Wow, why that?
And
why
it's
that?
Coming to a town near you.
Really?
And then Jason Donovan went, I mean, just not letting it go, right? Because we're all going, yeah, it's a little pun, isn't it? It's a little pun about Pedigree Chum. It's Pedigree Fun. It's high-end fun. That's what Harry is suggesting. Yeah. And Jason Donovan went, why Pedigree Fun?
Why Pedigree Fun?
Well, because I have a certain pedigree.
Oh, okay.
You know,
because it's like fun as well.
So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a pedigree fun. I took the two words and I combined them into one name, Pedigree Fun.
No, somebody said it's a dog food.
Again, doesn't clear it up. Why?
And then Jason Donovan just kept saying Pedigree Chum over and over again. While they were carrying on talking, in the background, you could hear Jason Donovan going, Pedigree Chum.
It's a dog food.
It's a dog food.
And we should say Pedigree Chum.
This is the BBC. Other dog food brands are available.
Pedigree Chum.
Clever play on words.
The Pedigree Chum tour.
Ryland then did the classic, other dog foods are available, because it's the BBC and they don't want to. It was just this chaotic sort of, we all know why it's called Pedigree Fun. It's a little pun. Pedigree pun. is what it is, you know. But Jason
Pedigree
would not
Charm
let it lie.
Is a mad name for a product. I mean, in fairness, if you're Jason Donovan and you don't know British dog food...
He's lived here a long time, Mark. He must...
if he's never had a dog, I mean...
He's had Bouncer. Come on.
That's true. Bouncer would not have passed Britain's strict rabies laws in the 90s.
Lance, did you enjoy Harry Hill's explanation of what was in his show? He started to describe what was going on, but to utter silence in the studio.
Well, that's what I kept focusing on, was the silence. And it felt like, not knowing him, it felt like watching an old variety act that was in a theater that now had three people in the audience who were probably delighted, but the rest, you know, nobody else was there to respond. So.
It's funny that you say that, because Alex tried to keep a little bit, you know, when it was dying on its arse, because Harry was being Harry and going on about, what's in the, you know, what can we see in the show? And he sort of went, well, you know, there's Tray Bakes and there's Shares and there's a baby, Sarah the baby elephant. And they're all staring at him going, what? And then it met silence. I mean, nothing happened. It was really awkward.
So I've got, you know, Sarah the baby elephant. I'm touring with the baby elephant. Hey, so that's
right. Okay, this is what we want to talk about, because it's you.
It's so difficult getting the licenses to.
We know what your shows are like. They're quite bonkers, Harry. Yeah, so what we're expecting apart from Sarah the baby elephant?
That's not enough. Not enough. I've got some interactive video. Where I point out the differences between Tray Bakes and Tears and Shares. You know, the... Hello, is this mic on? I've got my son, Gary, from my first marriage, who will come on. I'm hoping he'll take over the business. He does an impression of... his main one is Chris Whitty, is this big impression.
Great.
And then at the very end, I sing My Way Backwards. So, I mean... If that's not entertainment, I don't know what is.
I mean, where do we sign up?
By the way, this isn't a dream. This is happening on BBC2 right now.
And then Alex just went, so what does a typical Harry Hill audience look like these days?
Right.
So damning.
Cover my dirt, probably.
The only celebrities I got to see, apart from Simon Pegg being worrying, were Steve Backshall and Helen George.
Well, we're going to welcome our guests now, two-time Olympic gold medalist Helen Glover and her BAFTA-winning husband, Steve Backshall. Well, welcome both.
Yes,
they were talking about their book Wildlings, weren't they?
This is like the worst example of like an Instagram couple trying to wealthy famous people trying to tell normal people how to put dirt on their children.
Yeah.
And there was a moment that really stuck out from that when Alex had mentioned something about, kids, what has your mom a double Olympic winner? And
talk of inspiration, nothing like two gold medals to bring home to show the kids, is there?
Absolutely.
I
mean,
and I was like, don't make kids shame their parents for not being Olympic athletes.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought that was a... he's a TV presenter, Steve Backshall. Yeah. Does a lot of nature stuff for kids. And you could see what a pro he is as a presenter, whereby they just finished that nappies thing. And they said to him, so do you think that was a good idea? And he was able to speak for about 25 seconds to just say, yeah, sure. You know, he was unbelievably sort of presentery.
That is a brilliant idea, isn't it? It's fantastic. Because you can't help feeling a bit...
When you tot up the amount of nappies that can be used over the length of a child's, you know, time in nappies, it's phenomenal. So any way that you can put that to good use rather than it just being dumped is really potentially beneficial for the environment.
Definitely.
But this whole book was all about let your kids grow up in the wild and stuff. And it was all right when you saw their house, because their house, it had a lake and woods, right? I mean, I come from London. I come from the city. My child, I reckon, is more of a wildling than Steve Backshall's and Helen George's kids, only because she grew up in Haringey. If you look at her funny, she will improvise a knife and she will shank you with it, right?
And she's got real crazy eyes going on, right?
Massively.
Like Stepford Wives thing going on.
She is dripping in bitumen and petrol, and like she's been tagged. There's spray paint everywhere. Honestly, if she gets near those kids, she will just bite their faces off.
There is a very odd, exactly what you're saying, just to illustrate it. They were talking about, you know, what can muggle kids that aren't yours do for free, you know, in the cost of living crisis? And what was their first suggestion? Well, in our book, we've got Sir Chris Hoy talking about how to get your first bike. And I'm like, what? So it just says nick one, presumably. What?
My big thing about this, I've done this before, John, but you know I hate the idea, and it's sort of a country-file idea, that the city is inherently a failure and that everybody would like to live in a field. And this whole thing of this is the way to bring up the kids, and if you're in an urban environment, then you can just go to your garden centre and stick them in some soil for a bit. I look at it, I'm very much, I don't think urban like people are necessarily, we need the lessons of that, because that's the lessons of the peasant people from the medieval time on how to climb trees. I don't need to climb a tree. The reason for that is I invest in crypto now. Time has moved on.
I'm so sorry, by the way. So sorry.
I was trying to think of a positive urban thing, and actually, in fairness to them, I couldn't do it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down in, speaking of their obsession with the countryside, down in Detling in Kent, this happened on Tuesday, they were talking about quality of life and how long people live. And there's been a survey about how long we're all living now. And the people that are living the longest, it seems, live in a village called Detling in Kent, which is not far from where I live. So it's not too far away. There's nothing special about it. Apparently, though, there is, because the residents of Detling are living to the ripe old age of, well, they said, unusual ages, and then everyone they spoke to was just 74.
The UK's population is living longer. The current national average is 79 years for men and 82 for women. But the village of Detling near Maidstone in Kent is defying odds, with people living well into their 90s.
They had given like this maximum number that people were living to, and then they did not introduce anyone of that age.
at all. I mean, they're just obviously where those people they? Go, I'm not talking to the fucking Monsieur because that will take years off my life. I'm not going anywhere near. But it was all about the water in Detling, apparently, right?
So okay, said, I was going to ask, what was the thing behind it? So but Richie I could also Anderson, imagine the one show not telling you. But
Richie Anderson was down in, who I think is a Radio 2 travel reporter, was down in Detling in Kent looking into it. And they spoke to 89-year-old Margaret, right? Who, by the way, when they went to her house, they did that thing that they always do where they said, look, we'll film ringing your bell. And you open the door and pretend, you know, we've just arrived. But what was funny about that, they showed a door and there was a bell, but next to it was a big sticker with press and an arrow written on it, as though people in Detling don't know how to use a bell. For us, that was with no reference to it, just
new.
Carried on. So a bloke from Southeast Water turned up. They interviewed him in a field and, you know, talking about the quality of the chalk-filtered water in the Kent South Down. No mention of the millions of pounds Southeast Water have been fined recently for chucking shit into the sea. Not turning it into tarmac, chucking it in the sea. Right? No mention of that. And then they were talking about how the water in Detling works, right? And they got as far as one sentence into this that used the phrase boreholes, and I thought, if ever there was a metaphor, because this film, it really is the
stuck in a borehole,
fucking boringest hole I've ever fucking watched.
Douglas Whitfield from Southeast Water is the man in charge of making sure the quality of the water in the taps is the best it can be.
Well, we're really lucky in the Detling area that the geology allows us to have some really nice, good quality water that we draw from underground aquifers through chalk boreholes.
Do you know what I love too about this village is they're talking about how nice it is in village life, and I'm sure everybody knows everybody's business that's going on, but they have a nice little shop at which everyone volunteers.
Yeah.
And I was like, aren't unpaid internships illegal now?
Yeah.
Is this the thing now to be a part of Detling? You have to do some unpaid work.
It's like an outpost of Soviet era Russia, isn't it? Where the elderly are press ganged into working for the one shop.
There was another good bit, because this is the Jason Donovan episode, and I thought there was a very good moment from Alex, right, which I'm convinced she didn't write, where they said Jason Donovan is going to be talking about his new role, which is as the teen angel in Greece, the musical production of Greece. And she said, Jason Donovan is in Greece, tell us more, tell us more. And Jason, even though he's in that, didn't get that at first.
Now then, Jason, we are glad you're here tonight, because from tomorrow, you'll be on stage in Greece.
The word, apparently.
Tell us more, tell us more.
Tell us more. I'm playing the teen angel.
Are you having a stroke?
No. But he then did a brilliant burn, because he said, it was a bit like Harry Hill's Did You Meet Some Big Stars backstage. He said, oh, yeah, it's got a great cast in it. It's all great and brilliant cast. And Peter Andre's in it as well.
I think I've got that outfit.
So we start tomorrow at the Dominion Theatre. Great cast. And Peter Andre's obviously in there as well. So
burn, Peter Andre.
You're picking up something there, though, about you know, Alex doing stuff like that. The show that I watched that she did on Thursday, which was with Roman Kemp, and well done, the one show, for having Roman Kemp and Ronan Keating on the same show and continually getting like going, so Roman, what's coming up next with Ronan? Was one of the lines.
So Roman's here. Ronan's on tour at the moment, but we've kept him working hard for us.
Just again, are you having a stroke? But I felt like Alex is coming to the realization she's outgrown this show. With Roman Kemp, she looked like she was sort of like, I'm having to babysit a kid here.
Yeah.
And by the end, she just seemed something she's never done before, which is she seemed really bored. And then by the end, they're just going, right, tomorrow. See, you know.
There was a good tease. They've done a little, again, something new, really. They started teasing ahead in one sentence.
Still to come, find out what's so special about this dog, Honey.
And then they moved away. Do you know what was special about the dog, Honey? The dog, Honey, actually, I think this is a really good idea, to be fair, right? Radio 3 have attached microphones to a dog
Yep.
And recorded its day with just microphones attached to a dog.
Yeah.
And would let it wander around and just, and I think that is
for the third time in this show, are you having a stroke? That is great. Radio 3 doing exciting audio experimentation. Lovely.
And then the section they played as well was the dog approached another dog and they proceeded to growl at each other, and that's all they played.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's when she's not talking.
Honey.
Oh, it says a fight's about to break out.
Well, this is the thing. It's right. like piece your own story together, Harry.
I quite like it.
Yeah. Well, Jason Donovan said, when they came to him, he said, what do you reckon? And he just went, well, I think it gives a different perspective on life.
I quite like it.
You like it, Jason?
Yeah, I think it gives a different perspective on life.
but what he nor anyone else did was say, pedigree chum at any point. Yeah, you've been saying it for 20 minutes, Jason, in the background, muttering it. The moment there's a sequence about a dog, you don't fucking mention dog food. Jesus Christ, open goal.
Do you think that whole episode was it's just one of turn out to be one of Bouncer's dreams?
Do you know, in the you end, know, it might be that the whole of the One Show over these past years has been one of Bouncer's dreams.
Do you know, as well, as someone who has never seen Neighbours, when they showed that clip, besides the hair, which was unbelievably great, I couldn't get past how much it looked like my idea of what porn is supposed to look like.
You mean you're talking about Scott and Charlene's wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so soft focus, and it's a setup for something where, I mean, there's going to be some deep dicking going on in a second.
I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions, but I fucking bet there was, really, after that.
Honestly, yeah, probably. I mean, yeah.
You know, there are all those rumors about Jason and Kylie, but, you know.
Oh, no, they had a relationship at that time.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's all been acknowledged. Yeah, I don't believe every time they had sex, Angry Anderson sang suddenly over the top of it. I mean, if he did, lucky guy.
I know. But I also hope at least one of them was angry while they were doing it as well. There was a good bit at the end of this episode where Rylan had to step in and save the day. So they were taking viewers' questions as they sometimes do. And a viewer wrote in, and Harry Hill was wearing one of his comedy tank tops with about six or seven different little badges on there, And the question came in from someone saying, what's on your badges? So they asked him, and then Harry started to explain individually what was on his badge. He's going, this one's this, this one's it. And then he got to like number three or four, and Ryland just went, well, it's an array of others.
And Sandra says, you're totally amazing, Harry. What's on your badges?
Oh, well, I've got six badges on. Peter Blake is 90. He celebrated his 90th birthday. You know, Britain's eminent pop artist. I still miss Elvis, which I do, of course. Paul.
And then an array of others.
Yes. An array of others.
We won't go through it. There isn't time.
Just, it was counting down to the end of the show.
You think of all the wasted moments up to that point that, you know, as Harry Hill gets into his stride, you have to go and there's no more time because we spent 10 minutes repeating the words pedigree chum to one another earlier.
So I guess this is like the Rylan love show all of a sudden because, you know, I appreciated things he did. There was this low-key burn where he was talking about all the eye acting in Neighbours to Jason Donovan.
Yes, that's right.
Which was such a nice way to say, you're a shit actor because you're going, which was held up with the clips they were showing of Mr. Donovan, who is also like remarkably too old for any of the roles he's now playing.
Yeah. So this was quite a sort of like a cultural crash for you because this is all stuff that never, ever made it any way close to being across the Atlantic. If it made it to Ireland, I'd be surprised. But things like, you know, Neighbours and Harry Hill, and this is all just new.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a shame you didn't get to see Ronan Keating sing as well. That really would have been the pit.
Well, this is very much like when I'm at parties and people will start to reference that childhood show they watched, you know, on one of two channels in the UK when they were kids. And I'm just like, I have absolutely no reference points for any of this.
Yeah.
I sort of love it.
I find it very hard to imagine that you're invited to parties, Lance, if I'm honest.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Ouch.
And that seems like the time to draw this nightmare to a close. In fact, I have it on good authority that Putin is set to unleash episodes of The One Show on the good people of Kyiv, as if they haven't seen enough atrocity already. The man is a monster. As you know, at the end, it is customary for podcast people to say things like, please rate and review this show and all that. Although, as we've said before, we don't know that it makes any difference whatsoever. So why not just tell people on your social media how funny this is? Get thee to it and go, I really like this, the One Show Show podcast. It's absolutely stupid. Now, we should tell you, Mark, shouldn't we? We should tell them this. Friday the 16th of September. Have I got that right?
That's right.
Get this. We are back live at the London Podcast Festival. This show, this nonsense, this bollocks, live on stage with clips, like video clips of the actual show itself.
Yeah.
With a guest TBA. So come and say hello to Mark and myself. It's cheap to start, London Podcast.
It is. I believe we're actually, apart from the kids' show, we have ensured that we are the lowest priced podcast at the festival. The reason for that is simple, John. People will not pay very much to watch it. And it would be lovely to have a sellout like we did in our first year.
Oh,
our
it was second amazing,
year
was wasn't it?
Slightly ruined by the fact that it was in the middle of a pandemic and everyone had come back much too soon.
That's right. Although, to be fair, that second year, we were in quite a big room. Ambitious.
Yeah.
And the first year sold out instantly. The second year was still pretty full, even though everyone was almost dead in this country. So
I know. Of all the things that I'd be willing to die for, the 1-1 show is not necessarily top of the list.
You didn't even say it correctly.
I don't know what it's called.
the One Show Show live Friday, September the 16th. Just gone on sale. Tickets are going. Get them while they're tepid. Google London Podcast Festival, and you probably know how Google works. Anyway, but while you're remembering to do that, also remember this and remember it well. When you look at the television to look at the One Show also looks back into you. Goodbye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.